The Nationals going for their second straight win over the Cardinals. We pick things up in the fourth inning with the Nats bats heating up. It's Jason Wirth at the dish facing Lance Lynn in a 2-2 game.
Next pitch is hit hard, left field and deep. Back goes Grichik to the track, and it's over his head and over the wall. Home run Wirth, his third of the season, and the Nationals get the run right back. It's 3-2 for Washington. Lynn's looked pretty good here tonight, despite the three runs he's given up.
Well, he just got into a buzzsaw, walking the pitcher, and then an error. And then Daniel Murphy drove in two.
Uh-oh. Long ball to right. Back is Piscotty, and it's out of here. Piscotty leaped, but couldn't make the play, and that is into the Nationals bullpen in right field. Reeder's first home run of the season. We've had two this inning. And it's now 4-2, Washington.
Lance Lynn would like to get a double play ball from Daniel Murphy. Murphy has hit safely in 8 straight games. And he hits one deep to right field. Down the line, this is back to the wall and gone. A 2-run homer for Murphy, and it's 6-2 Nationals. Pitch number 93 coming up for Gio Gonzalez. Strike three called, 2 strikeouts in the inning, 6 in the game for Gio Gonzalez, and he has retired 8 in a row.
The Nationals take their second straight over the Cardinals, winning at 8-3. Daniel Murphy with 4 hits and ties a career high with 5 RBIs. He's hit safely in all 8 contests so far this season, including 6 multi-hit games. Bryce Harper reaches base safely in his first 3 plate appearances, making it 9 in a row overall, tying a career high. Cards manager Mike Matheny on his team's second straight loss to the Nationals.
We started out well. They got into a jam, tried to get big outs. They got the big hits when they needed to have the big hits.
Did he have some extra pitches added on to his inning that added to it?
Yeah, that was part of it, same conversation we had last night. But yeah, there were times we could help out, and always is. Times when we just faced up and they got the best of us.
Got stronger as the game went on. What did you see from him?
Yeah, he used everything. Kept guys off balance. There were a couple times we had opportunities to make something happen. And, nice job of manufacturing one early, get something going, but didn't give us a whole lot after.
You surprised to see your defense a little less than crisp? I mean, you played well in spring. And
it needs to. Okay. We need to be better. That's all there is to it, all the way around.
You've run into a pretty hot offense here, obviously. Those guys are swinging well. Is it a particularly tough matchup for you guys because they have a lot of lefty hitters, good lefty hitters as well, given that you've already started?
I don't think so. I think our righties, when they're on, doesn't matter what kind of lineup, but this is it's a good offense, like you said. While they're rolling, and they're rolling in a good direction right now, we, Lance, first time through, looked really strong. The ball was coming out well, putting him where he wanted to. Once again, they just jumped on the right pitches at the right times.
Too many elevated pitches from him that second time through.
Yeah, but sometimes that's effective for him. He has a deceptive fastball that he can get away with it in the top of the zone, and that's not a bad pitch to him at times.
He pitches strategically with Harper.
Excuse me?
Is he pitching strategically with Harper?
Just being careful. Always. Then he'd be careful with Murphy, and then he'd be careful with Zim. It's a good line.
Lance Lynn had a rough outing for the Cards. He spoke to the media after the game.
Yeah, you look at their lineup, they're all going about as good as they can go. But when you see that lineup, you know that they're capable of that. They made 3 mistakes, cost me 3 home runs. That was pretty much the gist of what happened. 2 of them I really didn't like. I wish they were somewhere else. And then one, the swing that the Weeders put on him. That's where I wanted to go. He put a good swing on it. For the most part, that happened. You got to make some pitches and execute, and wasn't able to do it when I needed to. I wasn't trying to walk him ever. Just send me new pitches and see. That was pretty much it. No point was I trying to walk him. I just did.
Early on, it looked like you had a pretty good location. Did you feel good nearly going?
I had pretty good stuff all night. There was three mistakes left the yard. That's pretty much it. That happens. Bitch cow got up and made three mistakes.
It's been kind of a rough start. Skip was just saying, you know, you guys, it's early, obviously, but you don't want to get into bad habits and things of that nature. He says you just got to start playing better.
Yeah. We got to pitch better. We got to score runs, and we got to play defense. If we start doing that, we'll be fine.
The Cardinals try and avoid the sweep on Wednesday. Mike Leake against Max Scherzer.